Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
You know, he made a decision that he was going to keep anger low in our home. And so when it happened, so it wasn't that it didn't happen. And again, anger as an emotion, it says, in your anger, do not sin. And so I think what he really tried to learn is that how in my anger do I not sin? What does that look like? And he started to review his father and his experience. And so, you know, what I love about his legacy as a father is that he really truly made a decision that hey, when I mess up as a dad, when I, you know, frustrate my kids, when I hurt my kids, when I wound my kids, which I'm going to do, and when I get angry, that I'm going to pursue them and make sure that I get that anger out of their heart. And because there was a way in which I think he recognized that ongoing exposure to anger, being exposed to wound after wound after wound, it hardens your heart. And he just said, I will not allow that. And he made plenty of mistakes, but I'll tell you, I love thinking back to him as a dad, really realizing that, you know what, he always pursued us. After a fight, after an argument, after a tough situation, that he never allowed, you know, us to stay in that state of just, I'm angry at you, Dad. And he would come humbly, and he tells the story, and I barely remember it. I think I remember because I've heard it so many times. But he was talking to someone on a phone, and I was pretty little, and an important phone call, and I'm playing. My brother and I are kind of wrestling and being loud, and he keeps, you know, puts his hands over the phone, and is like, "Would you guys stop it? You know, I'm gonna kill the both of you if you don't, you know, settle down and be quiet." Well, all of a sudden I came back just screaming. And so he excused himself and said, "May I call you back?" and hung the phone up and took me in and spanked me, you know, just for disrupting him as he kept telling us not to do. Well, after the spanking, he goes, "What on earth happened?" And I showed him my ear, which was now swollen and bloody, and said that as we were playing that I fell and hit the tub and hurt my ear. And I'll never forget just him softening and just going, "Oh my gosh, I am the biggest loser as a dad." And didn't offer an excuse and just said, "Son, I was so wrong." And he just, you know, he tried to put his arms around me, and you know, I stiffened up because I was hurt. You talk about planting seeds of anger. And he continued to apologize and said that I was so wrong and you're way more valuable. I remember him saying, "You know what? You were so much more important and valuable than a phone call." He goes, "And I didn't treat you the way that I feel about you, how much I value you." And so I remember him going, "You know, how about, you know," he kind of hands me the spanking stick and goes, "Here, why don't you spank me for what I did?" And, you know, of course, I laid that down and just gave him a big old hug. But that's what he did over and over and over again, that he would pursue. And I loved thinking as a dad of four that, you know, what I learned from my dad is that, as God says, that I will never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I will love you with an everlasting love. And may he back that up.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.